This man has an interesting story to tell about his business.
I was in this, well, not the bed business, but the furniture business, like 20 years. And then I come across a guy that was closing down a bed business in St. Philip. So I said, well, there's a good opportunity for me to combine the bed business with the joinery and create a product that I can, you know, sell among Barbados, where you can get beds, you can get the whole complete thing. You can get your raw robes, you can get your bed heads, you can get your chest of drawers, and so forth. So you get a whole complete package in terms of furnishing your bedroom.
How was that business taken off?
It was a little slow, it was a little challenging, but so far it is good, because we try to come up with new ideas and new different stuff that people really never seen, and things that people really want.
What so are you talking about in terms of innovation?
We're talking about beds beds where you have your floating beds, you have your beds with your drawers pulling out at the sides, you have your LED strips around your beds, you're having bed heads that people are requesting that they never see yet. Because I find that people know nowadays, you know, you have a bed, but you don't have a headboard, and your head rubbing against the wall. People wanted something totally different. So we said we would combine that to have a package where people actually getting something unique for the bedroom.
And how have you seen your business actually grow since then?
It grew significantly. People see the change. People like the ideas. People like what they see. We got five people that we employ. I would love to expand. I would love to have our beds spread throughout the Caribbean. That's one of my visions, to not just stay here in Barbados. I would like to see our mattresses spread throughout the Caribbean.
What do you see as the hurdles to that, though?
The challenge is having to, I guess when it comes to get your raw materials, is a challenge to get the raw materials into the island.
Another small businessman expands on what they see as the problem.
You have no central bank being a controller, you're sending and stuff like that, sending the funds. So if they don't send it on time, then you find yourself in a problem. Whereas if you had the option to do the online transaction yourself. You know, you can always go on your online banking, whatever the case may be, pull out the customer, the supplier, and send the funds to them. Understand? So them will get it right away, rather than to go to wait for the process, whereas no, the central bank have to get involved to send our funds. Because let me see it, all right. The person involved sending the funds at that point of time, let's say it slipped the money, or for whatever reason they didn't get a chance to send it. Then it hinders you from getting your materials on the time that you're really supposed to get them, which creates the problems for you moving forward with business. You understand? Because you cannot have your materials. So if you don't have your materials, then you cannot work. If you cannot work, you cannot get the income, you understand, that you're looking to get, that you can further move forward in business and elevate, so you can do the exporting over through the Caribbean and stuff like that.
When did this central bank process change, as far as you know?
During the process of the COVID times, a little after, let me say, like, this came out like last year, probably around like 2023 early. And yeah, pretty much. They used to do transactions like that before, but they were a lot more speedy. But it was not through the central bank per se. They were actually, like, if you are a member of First Caribbean or let me say RBC, whatever the case may be, then they would take it upon them part to carry out the transaction for you, and you could also follow up. You understand? And we wouldn't really got that much hiccups or whatever the case may be.
This brings us back to the bed maker.
For me personally, I'm actually still waiting on the central bank to give me the green light to get my material. This is almost two weeks and one day that I'm still waiting on the central bank to get back to me, and I really need to know what is going on.
What price have you paid for that?
A loss of this 2 weeks of loss of work. I believe in this week I might have to send home one of the guys, or one of the guys might have to lay off someone. Well, there's 2 weeks now I'm behind time of getting my products out to my customer, and that is costing me. And one, two, the customers also say that you're unreliable, you're not finishing this stuff on time. But they don't know the stuff that I'm going through. I'm sitting down here waiting, triggering my thumbs, waiting for the central bank to approve so that I can get my material.
We've asked the central bank to explain the process, and we wait to hear from them. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.